In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, with all the attention here recently being aimed at the frigid temperatures affecting specialty crop growers to our west, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says even though we were able to avoid the latest freeze event, specialty crop growers here are still feeling the effects from the December and January cold weather, as sugarcane producers are still rushing harvest to help minimize the damage.
And warm weather following the freezes in Florida has caused some sugar to ferment in sugarcane stocks. Also, reports in the Lake Okeechobee region, especially west of the lake, the vegetable volumes remain low, all due to the freezes mainly in December.
But there is good news in sight as Rippey gives us the preliminary forecast for next week.
If we look at the week two outlook that covers the time period from Valentine's Day, February 14th, to the day before President's Day, February 20th, we're actually looking at near to above normal temperatures across the majority of the country, and the area of greatest likelihood of warmth will be across the south where it's been so cool recently.
And that forecast also includes an influx of drier air. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.